I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, welcome in, everyone. All right, picture Dom Giordano's show. You own a supermarket chain, and you're putting supermarkets in food deserts, places where it's difficult, and people deserve fresh food, produce to eat more healthfully, right? And jobs. And then this situation develops. In one instance, we had on Jeff Brown yesterday, talked about his ShopRite, I guess it is, in Parkside, West Philly, where they were hard hit, millions of dollars of damage, 15 hours, the police did not respond for whatever reason. So any number of citizens, though, did respond. And again, I don't care if you're a reverend, person of the cloth, a priest, or whatever. In riotous situations, it doesn't matter. You are brave. You are making a public statement. Where Roe teaches and what Roe always says, you are an upstander. I love that word. We have one who was a leader of this to protect these supermarkets during all this. The Reverend Reginald W. Johnson III is senior pastor, Holy Nation Baptist Church. They're on Ridge Avenue in the Strawberry Mansion section of Philadelphia. The Reverend joins us here on Talk Radio 1210. Reverend Johnson, welcome. Oh, my fault. I don't know what happened there. Hey, Reverend, welcome to the show. Thank you very much for joining us.
Good morning. I'm so glad to be a part of your show this morning. How are you?
Very well, Reverend. Thank you. Well, when we hear about people like you and others who join you from, we have hope because this is an upstander act and we need more upstanders out there. What exactly did you and the people associated with you do, Reverend?
That's a great question. So we, like most of Philadelphia, woke up on Monday to news that ShopRite on 52nd Street had been vandalized, so much so that they had to close the store, and many doubted whether that store would reopen. Shortly after, we got news that the ShopRite on Fox Street was closed, and one after one, we started to hear of all of the ShopRites and all of the Fresh Grocers and the Brown Family Network closing. And so we decided to stand up. Law enforcement wasn't standing up. National Guard wasn't standing up. The city wasn't standing up. But we just believe that people of faith ought to stand up. And so we prayed. We prayed and we asked God for a miracle because we know that the Brown Family ShopRite represents the place where we get our bread. Not only the bread that we put on our table, but also the bread that we put in our bank accounts, because they're an employer of more than 600 people, 95% of which I understand are African American. And so we reached out to Jeff Brown and let him know that we were there to support. And initially, we mobilized 300 men to come and stand as a presence at each of the ShopRites so that the community, as well as the customers and employees, knew that we were in full support and that we would not tolerate any violence against a grocery store that supports the African-American community.
300 people? That is, I didn't even know that. I wish I didn't see this anywhere in the media, and that's sad. It's kind of lacking in curiosity.
300 men. And before we could actually put them in place and mobilize, you know, Jeff and the team were able to secure the National Guard. And it was such a quick work that we didn't think that this would happen so quickly, which is really where the miracle is. We thought that maybe it would take weeks or months to kind of get back. But in a matter of a week, Jeff Brown and his team pulled together to make sure that this ShopRite opened. And so that's why we call it a miracle. And that's why we're here today on 2800 Fox Street to pray and to thank God for that miracle and also that he would continue to sustain this business.
Well, again, that's a classic, and you sort of use the word that I like. My wife teaches in a school. It's a Quaker tradition, Reverend. Upstander, she teaches pre-K, comes up all the time. That is a classic upstander, and the point I was making is even when it's a man of faith like you, self-identified, sometimes that doesn't matter when people are in a violent mode. So, you know, it's not a small act. It's an incredible act. And even if you're not at risk, just taking time off from work, family, whatever it might be, to put your body in front of this force takes a tremendous amount. I didn't know the number was 300. That impresses me even more.
Well, we've been grateful to serve our community. We're a church without walls, and we really believe that, you know, this is the season and the time where the church has the opportunity to make the world its sanctuary. With not being able to be in the physical building, we have adopted a mindset that, you know, everywhere is God's house. And so we were fortunate and grateful for the opportunity. And again, we're here to celebrate what the Lord has done and that this door has continued to remain open at this point.
Well, we were looking for silver linings, Reverend, and this is a tremendous silver lining of what we've seen people do on their own. For whatever reason, when the authorities, the political authorities, can't or won't see that need. And have you had a chance, we had Jeff on yesterday, to see the damage, the one in Parkside particularly, all those entrepreneurs who are helping to revitalize the community, a tremendous number of them, lost basically everything, and they are, again, minority entrepreneurs. And Jeff Brown, as you said, and he hires people that are returning citizens, people that are redeemed, that may have committed an offense, but if they can't get a job, and it's difficult when you commit a felony, then what are they going to do? He hires a tremendous number of people like that.
Absolutely. I think it's 40%.
Yeah, he might be the biggest employer in the area that we know of. And when that opportunity drives up, well, their opportunities are limited once you have that on your record in many instances. So, Reverend, thank you. And so glad you engage in this and you brought the story today. We have the Archbishop on frequently, and we always ask for a prayer at the end, particularly during these times. Would you grace us with that today, Reverend, please?
I would be honored to do that. Let's pray. Gracious God, we thank you for this day, for this is a day that you have made, and we are rejoicing and we're glad in it. God, we thank you, Lord, for what you have done in the life of the African-American community, but beyond the African-American community, the community of Brotherhood and Sisterhood of Philadelphia, in raising up Jeff Brown and the ShopRite at Fox Street, as well as 52nd Street and all of the other locations. And we pray, Lord, that you would continue to sustain, restore, and equip every small business owner so that they can continue to do the great work that they have started for your cause and for your name's sake. I pray that you bless everyone who's listening and that you would cause your face to shine upon us. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen. God bless, Reverend. Thank you very much. It's
Amen.
An honor to have
God
you on the show.
God bless you, too.
Thank
God
you, Reverend.
God bless you, too. It's an honor to be with you.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.